Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing I Will Follow You, and in part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Joy of Our Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 13.
And I'm actually going to be using the first 13 verses. He said, preacher, this is going to be a long year. If you preach on Genesis every Sunday, well, I'm not planning on that, but whatever the Lord wants. I hadn't planned on preaching on it this long, but He just keeps pouring more on, and hallelujah for the Word of God. But, you know, God really directed me to this because I believe that there's so much more in Genesis than just the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There's so much more, and there's so much revealed to us about what the rest of the Bible is about, simply contained in the first few verses of Genesis. It is ultimately, absolutely amazing when you look at this. And this is why God placed me here with this message for you over the last several Sundays on Genesis. Is to enlighten you, to encourage you, and to bring you into that full realization of the joy of our Creator. And so from Genesis 1, 1 through 13, we'll be sharing today the thoughts, because several weeks we've been in this book of the beginning called Genesis, and it's an amazing book. And the book of Genesis has basically two major themes or sections, if you would. One is what is called the prologue. You've heard that term, the prologue. But this contains basically four major events that, of course, happened in the book of Genesis that we must believe. You've got to believe. See, a lot of people say, well, I believe the Bible, but no, there's no buts about it. You believe it or you don't believe it. You believe in the creative acts of God and what God said in His Word about what happened, or you don't believe it. I believe everything that happened in God's Word that God said happened, happened. And so therefore, there are basically four major areas in this prologue today. One, of course, is the creation. We've talked about the creative action, the creative hand of God. And God said, let there be. And there was. We may talk about somewhere down the road, someplace, sometime, about the fall. Adam and Eve sinned. And of course, they disobeyed God and they sinned and they brought shame and sin and disgust upon every person through time. For the Bible says all have sinned. Then the third area is what we know as the period of the flood. And God told Noah to build an ark. And in that building of the ark is one of the glorious pictures of salvation that you'll ever see. And then fourthly, we find is what is called the Tower of Babel. And where people were trying to build a way to God, but there's only one way to God. And that is even described in the book of Genesis, because not only was God in the beginning, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were there. And so we see in this fact, even in the very first thing that God did, the creation of light, and He said, let there be light, and there was. And what did the light do? It dispelled the darkness, didn't it? And so that light, you look at that light. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light that dispels every darkness and sin in our life. Then we connect not only this part, but then the second basic area of section is not only the prologue, but the next is the basic narrative. So, which contains four great individuals, and I'm not going to get into that because I'll be here all day just preaching on them. So the text of Genesis, actually, if you will look carefully at what God's trying to tell us, it's a worship document. The book of Genesis is about worship. Wait a minute, preacher. Worship comes in the New Testament. No. Worship starts in the book of Genesis, first chapter and first verse. And it's about the God whom we worship. It is definitive, for it is a God that today that we worship and that we should worship. A lot of people are worshiping a lot of things in life. Some people worship their money. Some people worship their fame. Some people worship their position. Some people worship everything and anything. But I'm going to tell you, there's no greater worship than the worship that we give to God. And He's desiring, and today we should worship Him. So this worship document today that we call the Word of God, we come to a place of celebration because it reveals the majesty, the power, and the wisdom of our God, of just how really great He is today. Listen, He and He alone is God. You may think you rule your home, your life, but you don't. He is still God. He is the ruler. He is the possessor of all glory today. It is all about Him. Amen. And the wonderful thing about it, you need to start making your life about Him. And the more that you make your life about Him, the more real He becomes in your life. He is the Creator. And not only is He the Creator, but He is the Recreator. He's the only one that can create, and He's the only one that can recreate. What do you mean, preacher? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm recreated. By the fact is that I came into this world as I was, lost and undone, but God recreated me. And He birthed me into His family, and He gave me salvation. And so therefore today, I've been recreated. Now I'm a child of the King. And I'm not ashamed of the salvation that God has placed within my heart and within my life. So power then is manifest in the creative acts that are done by the Word. God spoke and things happened. You know, God's amazing Word has done amazing things. Amen. And if you don't believe that, if you're born again today, are you born again today? Well, you are an amazing born into the family of God person. God worked an amazing act of grace and delivered you. You were down and going to hell. Did you know that? I mean, you were lost without any hope. You were basically condemned and doomed. But God stepped on the scene. And as Tom sung about, oh, the love of God was in the room. Oh, it certainly was. And thank God today that He arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He won our victory today. And because of God, and because of what He has done in that love that is extended to us, He's done an amazing thing in our life. And this is the wonderful thing about it, friend. It doesn't stop with just salvation. That's out of the gate. That's the beginning point. Thank God He's still doing amazing things in your life. And you may be sitting in this room today, in this house of worship, in this sanctuary, and you need something amazing done in your life today. Maybe you're going through some of the darkest valleys you've ever been through. Maybe you're facing some of the greatest trials. Maybe today you don't know the answers. Maybe today you don't even know how you got here today. But I'm going to tell you something. God will do an amazing work in your life. What have I got to do, preacher? You've got to reach out by faith and trust the Lord because He can turn all things around. See, the devil's out to defeat you. The devil's out to destroy you. The devil is out to step in your face and leave you in a position that you are beaten, bloody, and battered, and without hope. But I'm glad that one day the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords came by. And I'm glad He has changed the position. It's no longer the devil's foot on our head. It's our foot on His head. Because, thank God, we've been made more than a conqueror through Christ today. Nay, in all these things, everything that you're going through, whatever you're facing today, God's got a victory for you. Amen. And He's not going to render you today defeated and down and out and depressed and today absolutely destroyed. God's going to lift you up. And God's going to do an amazing thing in your life today. Let's go to the pages of God's Word. And I invite you today to Genesis 1:1-13. Very familiar portions of Scripture. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, oh, you ought to underline that. If you're one of those highlighter folks that like to highlight stuff, this is a good place to put it. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, He speaks, let there be light. Guess what happened? And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, that's where we left off last week. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.